Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put some niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. What's happening? We are back, energized, renewed. My partner went on vacation. I was doing family stuff. I feel like a whole new person, a whole new show. Shout out to United Kingdom. Our listener base jumped from, I want to say it was like 4 to 6% Let me give y'all the proper information. I was going to post that, but you know what? I was getting ready for the show. To 15% in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
So salute to the United Kingdom for being amazing. Like, I mean, y'all rocking. Y'all taking over. Y'all pushing these numbers in the United States down. That doesn't mean that we're losing listeners in the United States. It just means that we just continue to grab more outside of the United States. Isn't that so amazing to me? It That's means dope. A lot to Mo. We thank you guys for tuning in and rocking with us. I was actually working really hard on the next phase for this show today. I was putting a lot of stuff together. I can't wait to share it with you guys. I can't wait to go live, right? So Mo is going to work on getting his mask, right, because he's the low-key man. And, you know, if you go to his social media, all his pictures kind of got his face covered. That's Mo. And it's so funny. So, yeah, so we're going to bring him in when we start going live, and he's going to have his mask on, and he's going to do the show. It's going to be cool. Like, I can't wait. It's just, I'm so excited. I'm so close to what I'm doing. And I'm thankful to everybody that continues to rock with me. And more people are asking questions about the show. So that means that people are actually tuning in. I guess consistency, right? I remember when I first started the show, and I used to be like, hey, did you hear the show? Or, hey, did you tune into the show? Oh, you know what? I forgot. Oh, I couldn't press the link. Oh, this, oh, that. And so when you stop asking people and they come and be like, hey, I heard the show tonight and it was about X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, okay, I see you. That's you cool. know, so sometimes you got to let people come along at their own pace. Right. Because we're going to do what we do over here, okay? And we're showing you that. So I am so ready to hear about your vacation, going back home to Cleveland. You were so excited. I was happy for you. Phil, tell us what happened. What did you do? And then give us the naughty facts about your trip, because I know you.
The naughty facts. Well, you know what? This trip, it wasn't too many naughty facts. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, I usually like to get some naughty facts in my trip. That's what makes a trip official in my book. But this was such a recharge for me. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to reconnect with my city. You know, I've just been on my Brooklyn ish for a little minute, and you know, things just happen, and you know, you just gotta get caught up in everyday life, and you forget your roots. I never forgot my roots, but I just needed to have them watered a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, shout outs to my town. My town is called Cleveland Heights. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to everybody from Cleveland Heights. You already know, if you're listening. Big shout out to Coventry. You know, always go there. That's just like a cool little strip in the Heights where you can just go and just get some vibes. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful. Walks of life to come through there. It's like an alternative kind of spot. You know what I'm saying? So Cleveland is a real eclectic place. You know what I'm saying? And to the outside looking in, you'll be like Cleveland. You know, it's like LeBron James or something like that, but it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland people is cool. And Cleveland Heights was always like a melting pot for me because, it ain't as cultural as Brooklyn where you got all types of races. But I can say in Cleveland Heights and whites come together and just chill like no other place that I've ever seen, really. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in Cleveland Heights, you know, school system from when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? So I've always integrated with cool-ass white people, and you know what I'm saying? And we just all lived in a little community together. So, and people from Cleveland, like white people from Cleveland Heights get it in my point of view. You know what I'm saying? They just understand our culture. You know what I'm saying? Because we just intertwine together. So it was dope. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my homies, Bob and Seth. You already know. Got a chance to kick it to a couple spots. Shout out to the Zanzibar. Had a good time there. Shout out to the Flats. You know, anybody know about Cleveland downtown? Shout out to LeBron. You know, I'm going to talk about LeBron a little bit later. But shout out to him. And a low-key shout out to Donald Trump, too, because I only say that because they had the Republican convention in Cleveland. And they built up downtown just to get it right for that Republican convention because it was such a big deal. You know, because if you take Ohio in any presidential election, you're going to win the presidency. So everybody always goes hard to make sure they get that electoral votes from Ohio, just, you know, word to the wise. And then LeBron, shout out to him for going to the finals like the last 4 years. So, you know, our city has just been, you know, like downtown has really been built up because of that. So it was just cool to just reconnect. And like I said, the 4th of July was great. Got a chance to see the new generation come up on my cousin's kids, my, my nephew, and you know, so it was just good energy. It was just good vibes all the way around. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get back into this real talk thing and take it to another level. So, you know, that's what's up. That's the lowdown.
Hey, okay. So the Juicy Juice, you got to hang out in the city, you know what I'm saying? Do it
true.
Big, you know, chill
true.
With your people. You know, so you say
true.
There was no naughty behavior, so you say.
You know,
so
I was kind of on my best behavior. Shout outs to it's a spot called The Alibi. Shout outs to Magic City. I used to like to venture out to like a little night spot, little strip club spot that we have like in Cleveland. I didn't get a chance to even go to this trip, you know what I'm saying? But definitely I'm putting it on pause. I'll be back. And, you know, I'll definitely have some stories to tell. But this one was more like a family, friends, just reconnection, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't really get a chance to vibe on that level. But I kind of just like ran out of time, you know, to be honest. But, the it's there. The connection is back lit. So I'm going to be going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I got to get some other vacation spots in there. But Cleveland's just going to be like a quick little getaway from here, you know, from,
right.
You know. Hey, so
you got to take the
but,
wife
yeah,
over
Cleveland,
there?
Yeah, you know, and it was a solo trip because, you know, my wife couldn't even make this trip. So that was even more for me to just kind of like just do me. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into this topic, you know, at hand. But shout out to Mary Light. But anybody that's married, and I was talking to a couple of my family members shopping it up over the 4th and stuff like that, but, you know, sometimes the best method for marriage is just that, like, when you could just get away from your mate for a little while, you know what I'm saying? Give a chance
right,
to miss that
right.
person, you know what I'm saying? So just
I'm
going to
say in general,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Period, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, so yeah, no, that's 100%. If you're trying to keep a good marriage, you got to give yourself some space from time to time. And I kind of just needed that. So, yeah, that's what's up with that.
Man, so for me, I was doing a little family situation. And I was doing the family thing and getting some things situated. And just I've been doing some revamping. And, you know, it starts in your head. And then, you know, it comes out on paper. And then I said, okay. And I got up and I was like, the day before, I was like, I'm still going to do a show. And then I said, the day of, and I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to do a show. Like, I'm probably going
to
focus on
it. Okay.
Anyway.
I got you.
And you know what? It wouldn't be the same without Mo Benz.
Yeah,
so,
that's
it.
You know what I'm saying? You already know.
So you know, I just focused on relaxing, and this week here, well, last week, Saturday, yesterday, I hit my 6 weeks postpartum, and I'm so excited because now I can put my body in gear, start working out, and the summer's
right.
almost over. My
well, no, we
like
at the halfway point. It ain't almost over just yet.
Well,
we're
listen,
at the halfway point
listen,
of the summer.
For me, it is because, you know, what I'm thinking about is, okay, my 3-year-old, which his birthday is in a couple weeks, he's going to be 4, so he goes to pre-K. That means no more
okay.
daycare for him. You know what I'm saying? I think
okay,
you know, when your
okay.
kids are in daycare, you look forward to that moment where you don't have to pay daycare anymore. So that's the plus.
That's
he's going to pre-K,
definitely.
He's going to school.
Money
that's
off the books.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's going to do his 1 to 2 years in school, and then he's going to be homeschooled. But he likes friends,
okay.
but he's so loving. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how that's going to work in this full world. I think he's going to be homeschooled and that's going to work better. And he just has
okay.
friends to come over for play dates. I think that's where we're going. But, yeah, that's going to work. He's going to Florida. He's going to Florida this week.
Nice. Okay.
So I'm getting
to Florida.
That break. Yeah, I'm getting that
right
for a couple of weeks, so I'm super happy he's there. And I've just been loving the little one, you know? Like, it's so amazing to have my little whippersnapper, you know, here with me and him to be so cool. I had plenty of family come in town to visit. That was also super cool.
That's dope.
To have people, I had people that I haven't seen in like 10 years, you know, here visiting with me and cooking and. Shout out to this vodka and juice. And salute to them for coming up to visit me. I appreciate when people come visit me because, you know what, it makes me feel so nice. I was like, maybe I should just go back home. Maybe I should just move back home. And then I think about it, like, I remember when I was home, it really sucked. You miss your family until you get there. So I really have to work on this thing. I just want to start going home once a month. If I start going home once a month, like, I haven't done that in 10 years. Like, I only go home. The most I've been home since I've been gone is 2 times in a year. And that's when my mom was sick. That's when I was having to go home. But other than that, I was going more than 2 times a year then. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I really haven't been there.
No,
so I miss my family because I'm here by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, without the people that I love. And I'm still trying to campaign and get all of them to move up here, but nobody want to move. And it's like, So it did. It crossed my mind to move back home. It really, really did.
Wow.
But It's all about the cards and how the cards lie. You know, if that's supposed to happen, then it will happen. If not, then I'll be here and I'll just start going home more. So I'm not leaning on it too much. I'm just taking my time with that situation. But, yeah, so that was my little get up. I'm really excited, rejuvenated. I've been off work. I was placed back on bed rest. And it actually did my body some good because it feels better, like, I was exhausted. Like, every day, my body was just tired, and my incision was not healing properly. So they wanted me to sit back down for another week to let my body do what it do. And when I tell you, for, like, the first 2.5 to 3 days, all I did was sleep. Like, even on the holiday, I didn't cook nothing for 4th of July.
Okay.
I didn't get out of my bed, pretty much. Like, I just needed it, and it felt great. So we are starting a fresh week with a whole new me, and I'm ready to see what this week has in store. Now, check it. This conversation comes up so much, right? And I hear so many females defending it, right? And these females that defend this topic, I feel like, are the enablers, right? And everything that you say, every topic you have, whatever you express, is all about how you word it, your verbiage, your words, right?
Yeah.
So tonight we're talking about, is a boyfriend responsible to pay bills, right? So you can leave it really flat. And I went back and forth with this beautiful young lady, and she was saying, hey, I don't think you get the point. And I'm telling her, I don't think you get my point, right? You asked me a question. In my life, things are solid. Things are cement. And this is the thing. Like, this, like, I'm going to answer the question first. But, like, listen, ladies, you are in control of how someone treats you, right? I see women that be around here that need money, that need to get things fixed on their car, and you sleeping with a man, and you won't even ask him. Oh, well, he got to go do something, or you know, his money ain't right, you know, or, you know, I don't want to ask him. Listen, let me tell you something. I had to jump on this topic tonight. I had to jump on this topic tonight.
Had to do it, Mo.
I had to do it.
Okay.
Now, everything that I say, everybody's not going to agree with. But I am going to explain this topic, and I'm going to explain to you because a lot of y'all didn't grow up with a daddy. A lot of y'all didn't grow up with somebody to tell you how you are supposed to be treated. You seen how your mom was treated. You seen what other people accepted, and you don't know. I grew up with mine, okay, first of all. And mine, put it in me. Listen, what you're not going to do is settle, right?
We get some
bad apples here and there, we do. But if your standards are where they should be, listen, that's what you're going to attract. I can count on one hand how many times I have been in a living situation and I had to pay bills. I can count on, like, 2 fingers, actually. You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't mean that you're still not going to go through relationships because people conform to the new age, right?
And it's all about what you can deal with this individual. This person can be perfect, but if you can't deal with the little small things about him, he's insecure. He's overly jealous. He's lazy. If you can't deal with these things, that shit ain't gonna work, right? But keep in mind, ladies, know your value. When I say the power of the pussy, that means the power of the power of a woman. You got pussy power when your egg was chose. Soon as that sperm hit your egg, you had power. You are a goddess.
WTP.
You
WTP.
Need to understand.
Shout out to Tiana Taylor. Work that. Go ahead.
You need to understand your value, bro. Baby, if you're not making him step to the plate, ain't nobody else. Listen, I know somebody that I asked to help me do some work, right? I'm just going to tell this story. I don't care if they're listening because it just got to be said.
Okay.
I asked this person to help me do some work, do some social media marketing. That's what I wanted them to do. Post ads for me on social media. They said, okay. They never brought it back around, never said nothing to me, whatever. But if I ask you to do something simple, they do it in return thinking that I'm supposed to cash out, give them something, do something, whatever the case may be, right? I'm not obligated to you bitches, bruh. If you do something to me, you do something for me, you do it out of the kindness of your heart. Don't expect me to do nothing for you. I put this on my social media. Don't expect nothing from me. You can't look at your homegirl and expect something for her because you know she go get it. But, yeah, you letting this man jump up and down on you and you don't expect a motherfucking thing from him. That ain't going to work in my book. You going to be mad at me because I ain't fucking you. I don't owe you nothing. That man, listen, I keep hearing y'all women say if we in a relationship, it's not his responsibility, but if we married, goddess, do you understand that you are a wife when he finds you? Stop letting him downgrade you with this mental talk. You are a wife. You should be a wife when he finds you. All that, I ain't doing all this right now. I'm going to wait till we get married. Who's to say you're going to change? Who's to say you're not going to find a cop by reason not to do what you got to do? If you take on that responsibility to say, this is my man, this is my woman, chick, you're supposed to be cooking, cleaning, keeping them balls empty, you know what I'm saying, talking to him, helping him reach his goals. You're supposed to be doing all that. A man should never fix his plate in your house. Come on now. You're supposed to be all of these when you're in a relationship. Before you get too married.
I don't know. I got you.
And if you lack it, then I can see. If your house dirty, I can see. If you got all these kids running around, I can see you thinking that you got to give him a break. But a real man, let me tell you something. A real man, you ain't even got to say that. It ain't the fact that he think it, it's that he knows it. A man is supposed to be a provider, a protector, and a leader. If you're not allowing him to do what he got to do as a woman, that's your job to actually push him along. Your job is to help this man see the value in himself. So you're not even playing your role because women don't know how to be goddesses. Women don't know how to do what they're supposed to do. Now, I'm not saying if he fucked up, don't date him because guess what? We all fall down. He could be fucked up, but your job is to help him get to where he need to be and put a time limit on him. You got 2 months. You got 1 month. You got whatever. Here's the plan. If I see you deviating from the plan, then I'm done. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, I'm just helping him because he fucked up and it's a year down the road. I'm just helping him and he fucked up and it's 6 months down the road. Let me tell you something. In real facts, right? When I got out of the industry, I lost everything because God stripped me of all of that stuff that I had. It wasn't all that no ways. This shit was old. He would always let me get to only a certain point when I was in the game, and I was making money. But I couldn't get past this next point for nothing in the world. But when I left that alone and said, I'm going to do the right thing, it's like the hex got off of me. I got everything that I lost times five. Brand new. Everything that was in my house is brand new. You know what I'm saying? So when I did this, I was dating this guy. He was like, baby, you know, come on, move in, you and the boys. You ain't got to pay no bills, right? I was living in Florida. He moved me back to Atlanta. I couldn't get it in Florida. I was there for 6 months. He moved me back here. I told him, I said, listen, give me a couple of months and I'm going to get my own place, right? Because your place is too small for me, you, and two children, right? Give me a couple months. My vision is so big. I can't live in small places. You know what I'm saying? I can't. So he said, okay. And I did just that. And he didn't think I was. He thought I was going to make excuses. He thought I was going to say everything that I could to not move out. But that wasn't the agreement. If somebody puts you in position and you sincerely and wholeheartedly want to get where you need to go, but all it takes is for the teammate to pass you the ball. You pass me the ball, right, and I'm going to show the fuck out. I'm going to show out. You put me in position, I'm going to show out. You come around and give me a little bit of help, man, and I'm going to take off. So if you ain't doing the same thing, if you ain't doing the same thing with me or anybody else, then you bullshit. So for you women that feel like the man is not responsible because he's your boyfriend, but yet you're responsible for giving him your body. Do you understand when you sleep with him, his energy, his spirit, everything that's on him intertwines with you? Do you understand how deep sex is?
It is.
Do you understand that? That's why I'm practicing celibacy. Because before I let somebody else jump on me, I'm going to fix my house with the man that I'm supposed to fix it with. You understand me? Wow. Like, why keep inviting all these people into your space? Why keep inviting all these people around you doing the shit that you need to be doing? You know what I'm saying? I go out I'm trying this dating thing, and I sit and I listen to men. The same day, you trying to talk about sex. You can see a picture with me from the back. I got on all my clothes, but you see booty. So now you thinking about sex. Nigga, did I ask you for any money? Oh, well you're a mogul. You shouldn't need money. That's where you're wrong. I always need money. Trust and believe that. Don't think that I ain't finna ask you for nothing because I grind. I need. Yes, I do. You need to do it. Stop giving these men breaks. You responsible for giving him some tail. But you responsible for keeping him on lockdown. What you doing? Who you doing it with? Who you sleeping with? I'm his lady. You want to do all of these things, but you're not gonna hold him responsible for making sure that you okay? You fucking right. He's supposed to pay bills. Listen, if you can't pay your bills, listen. If you create the bills, you pay your bills. But we all fall short. So when you fall short, it's his job. Even if he ain't got the money, he need to go find it. That's his job to do that. That's his responsibility. But y'all keep giving these men breaks and leeways and making them feel like this. But guess what? Y'all can keep giving them leeways because he ain't giving it to you, but he giving it to a bitch like me. I can promise you that. When I was in the game, that shit there just it baffled me that so many married men would always stunt me. When I come to their city, they would always stunt me. Always. Let's go to dinner. Let's do this. Let's do that. Every man that came out was married. And it's some bitches like you that feel like they ain't responsible. Every one of them had relationships that they was in for a long time. And it was with bitches like you that felt like they have to be responsible. I'm saying if we're married, there's no difference. Because guess what? You're going to act the same way if you married, if you in a relationship, if he cheat. He's going to get the same pussy that he was getting when you married and when y'all was boyfriend and girlfriend. He going to get the same head. What the fuck does a piece of paper see, what does piece of paper mean? Basically, biblically said, when you have sex with him, you marry. Now what? Come on, come at me. What?
Yeah, but I'm the biblical sense. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
But I know that. But yeah, no, I'm talking for them. Come at me. You want to talk to me about the universe, bitch, you want to talk to me biblically. However you want to talk to me about this subject, I can talk to you about this subject, ma. But understand that I'm going to go hard no matter what. I got my answer either way.
That's deep. You stepped up. You know what I'm saying? You spoke a mouthful with this. So look, I'm gonna give you my take. So, all right. So let's get back to the topic at hand. I mean, so the topic is it a man's responsibility to help you with your bills if y'all are in a relationship? So
right,
it all depends on the relationship. So, you know, it's a couple different examples. First example, husband and wife. Of course. You know what I'm saying? I've preached this on this show 1,000 times now. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get married to somebody, it becomes a business. And y'all have kids as a corporation. So, you know, being that it's a business, y'all income's basically becoming one. You know what I'm saying? As y'all, like, navigate through life together. You know what I'm saying? That's what marriage is all about. So that's first and foremost. So it's without question. And one hand washes the other. So it's not just...
But we talking about just boyfriend before marriage. Before marriage.
I'm getting to it. I just had to just had to put that out there first. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost.
Okay.
All right. So next one. So because I got different examples, right? I'm gonna get to the boyfriend and girlfriend. That's my third one. Second one is a dude and his baby mother. So yo, if y'all got, you know, y'all might not be, y'all not married, but y'all have a kid together. So of course, it's the man's responsibility to help out with the bills and stuff like that. Because, you know, even if y'all not together, I don't know if the baby's with him or with her, you know, y'all raising y'all kid together. So, of course, you better step up and help that out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your little man or your little princess is all right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta step up to the plate. That goes without question. You know, be a father to your child. So, of course, you know what I'm saying? So, that's definite. You know what I'm saying? So, that falls under. Y'all got a kid together. Y'all got to both raise that kid together. Y'all both got to put in financial responsibility to that young life. Okay. Third one, boyfriend and girlfriend. Now, this is kind of like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what terms y'all on. You know, boyfriend and girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody's boyfriend and girlfriend. And, you know, if you ain't married, then it's boyfriend and girlfriend. So I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can really take it seriously because you just might be with this person for now and this and that. But when you get married, that makes it just more complicated to leave. You can't just get mad and be like, all right, we done. We broke up, blah, 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 blah. No, it's deeper than that. I get divorced. And if you're married, 9 times out of 10, you're staying together. So now y'all got to split everything up. We're going to get this place. We're going to get that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep the place. So a marriage is... there's a lot more that's on the line than just boyfriend and girlfriend. Boyfriend and girlfriend, that's just some, like, I mean, that's some kid shit, to be honest with you, because you can leave at any point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. No, this person makes you mad, you make them mad. All right, it's over. We're done. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. So that's when it gets dicey with the whole bill situation, because I don't know if I'm into you like that, and you don't know if you're into me like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Unless y'all stay together. If y'all stay together, then, of course, y'all going to be, like, rocking out with the bills, because now y'all roommates, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got to pay the bills to maintain this cost of living or this level of living that y'all on. So I think if you boyfriend and girlfriend, but y'all not living together, then I don't know. Because then it's like a sugar daddy situation. I don't know. She could be playing you, she could be playing her, whatever. So that's the third example. Let's see here. What else we got? Then we got friends with benefits. Friends with benefits. Y'all just cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just chilling. Y'all just, you know, y'all link up every so often when it's convenient for both of y'all. But at the same time, y'all both living your own life. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, friends with benefits could be any type of situation. A person could be married. Person could be in a relationship with somebody. But when y'all link up, it's all cool. But the friends with benefits part is like, ain't no feelings involved. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't check y'all feelings at the door.
But the benefit is he cutting the check. Supposedly. The benefit is that he cutting the check, supposedly.
Who knows?
These bitches so dumb. Talking about he a benefit. He give me a ride. He give me a ride.
Yeah.
That's all. I give him love. He give me a ride to the store.
Exactly. You never know what the terms is. So until you know what the terms is, you know, we can't really make no judgment on that because we don't know what the terms of the friends and benefit relationship is. And then last, we got probably the most controversial one where the game just changes. Is the Mac and the hoe. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm macking, then I'm switching the whole savage gentleman part. Like, I mean, look, I know it's a controversial topic. This Lovely Black might, you know, go hard at this topic because it's the reverse. Everything Miss Lovely Black was talking about for the female, the Mac is coming at it from the male's perspective. Like, look, if you're going to be with me, you got to pay this. This don't come for free. My loving and my, like, me and you together, that comes with a cost. You know what I'm saying? I'm managing it.
I like
street penis. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to mess with me, you got to give me some money. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Or we can't deal.
I ain't
got
it.
You know what I'm saying? But if you do, I'm going to make sure you make stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm controlling this. So I'm going to make sure you're looking right. You know what I'm saying? You might have to set it off a little bit.
I'm going
to
do that
with
my own
family. But at the same time, I'm going to make sure you're good. You know what I'm saying? But I manage the money. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you make, you give it to me. And I'll, you know, and I'll make sure we good. But those are the different examples. So there we go. What's up?
Since you broke this motherfucker down.
I had to break it all the way down.
Since you broke it all the way down. No, listen. When y'all got them papers, when y'all got them government papers, of course, but boyfriend and girlfriend, like, listen, I've had several situations where a man thought that I was going to help him out. Because you women do that, right? You women be like, I don't care, just come here, you know, it's all good, and I hold it down, you know. And he'll never get on. But I've literally had a situation where I'm talking to the man and I'm like, listen, this is what I need you to pay, blah, blah, blah. The motherfucker move in my house. Then try to change the narrative. Like, no, I'm telling you what I'm giving you. Bruh, let me tell you something. You got the wrong chick. You ain't telling me what you're giving me in my place. I'd rather you move in and move right the hell back out because I'm that bitch. You're going to be getting the fuck from around me if you think that I'm finna change what the fuck I said. And you get up and you go to work every single day. I'm like, yeah, well, give me the first month free. Fuck your mama. How about that? Like, you ain't finna tell me to give you what to give you in my house. Man, you created all these bills before I got here. You're exactly right. So if you can't add value, not the value you want to bring, but the value that I need you to add, then there's no point in you being here. If I give you that option, if I say, okay, well, you don't have to do this, and that's what I say, but you ain't going to tell me what I'm going to do. I done did it. So at the end of the day, it's just like most of these women, they just, they have this, I know somebody just like that, need something, but you can't go to him for nothing. Because you already know, he done already embedded this in your head that, you know, what he can and can't do. So you can't even go to him. I'm the friend that you damn sure better not come to me. Because I'm not with it. Like, if that's the agreement that you have, we're not boyfriend or girlfriend, and, you know, it's a situation where you're like, you know what, I just go over there and get me some from time to time. It is what it is. Cool. But once we say, okay, we're in a relationship, then it's different. And I'm not even having a situation where I just go get me some. No, it got to be what it is. I'm not going to be around here talking about I'm taking or have somebody laying in my bed every night, you know what I'm saying, eating up food and all of that. And if you can't help me how you're supposed to, no. If I need help, then you need to do it. Even if you come into my house, you still come into my house. I can't have no other people come into my house because you're my boyfriend, right? I can't be sleeping with nobody else because you're my boyfriend, right? I'm supposed to be loyal to you. You're giving all of this stuff to a man, even if y'all not sleeping in the same household. You're giving him all of these opportunities and all of these things, but you're not holding him accountable. Guess what? So you're going to sit down and wait, like, you know, he ain't obligated now, but when he get married, he's going to be obligated. That's where your problem lies. So when you get married to him and he ain't doing what he's supposed to do, you just deal with it because you done dealt with it all of this time. Ladies, stop settling. Stop settling. You're worth more than that. Hold him accountable because he's going to hold you accountable. So you saying that, okay, when you get with this man, you ain't going to fuck him. You get with this man, you ain't going to cook for him. You get with this man, you ain't going to do nothing until y'all get married, because those are things that a wife do. And you know, she goes, y'all younger generation. Baby, I'm 36 years old. You don't even know how old I am. The thing for me is most people online is always saying, the guy was like, you know, you the problem. People like you the problem. And then he went and deleted it. People like me the problem. See, the thing is that you don't understand my status. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm probably, you know what I'm saying? Like she was like, I don't know how independent that is. Bitch, I own everything. I own what I have. I work hard for it. Unless I lose it, I got it. It's mine. And for me to be 36, I'm hustling circles around most of you motherfuckers. That's old. So don't come at me with the, am I independent?
Because if you know me for real, then you know I am. Anybody that know me, anybody that been around me, you know I am. If you know me, you know I don't play no games. And I get to the check. So my thing is, if I'm out here getting to the check, ain't no way in hell I'm finna be talking about this my man and he ain't helping and I and he's able to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say, okay, well, I understand we got situations going on. But even when you have situations going on, even when you have situations going on, that man should be able to still be a teammate. He may not be able to help this way, but listen, this is another fact.
What's up?
When men can't help financially, then you women leave your children with these men. Stop leaving your children with
these men. Nah, you can't do that.
Stop leaving these children
unless
with these men.
Unless that's the natural
too
father.
Too much shit happening in the news.
Definitely.
Like, unless it's the natural father. And sometimes, shit, that shit, listen, you know, my last dad, let me tell you something. My last dad, when it comes to fathering, when it comes to, like, loving his kids, and, man, listen, he is the man. Like, he is the shit. Like, he, listen, he, they're my kids. I love my kids. Whatever the case may be, the bottom line is he the shit.com. But I ain't finna jump up and leave DJ with him. Not, like, right off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still want to see how he interact with DJ. And, you know, I want to, you know, I'm paying attention to things. I ain't finna just jump up and be like, you know, that's his daddy, so peace. You know. Like, you still have to be a mother.
That's a mother's,
you know,
intuition.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I respect
right. That.
It's a mother's intuition.
Right. And guess what? You got to pay daycare whether he there or not. So if he can't do that, then at least let him keep the house clean. Let him cook dinner. You know what I'm saying? Let him sit down and come up with plans. You done already told him what your vision is. Let him sit down and help you come up with a plan for your vision. Let him, you know what I'm saying? Let him be, a, like find a place for him to fit in. But that ain't everybody. Ladies, like, y'all taking these men that could possibly have been good, and y'all nurturing the fuck out of these men and making them bad. Y'all letting them, that they go from one house to the next, one chick to the next. You know what I'm saying? And then you out here arguing, you out here mad. You know, you took this mad. You put claims on men. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if I'm the problem, then I'm going to continue to be the problem. But I'm going to continue to use my platform to educate these women, these goddesses, that, man, stop allowing men to give you what they want to give you until we married, until we engaged, until we live together. Man, listen, if he ain't coming in with the right intentions, then he ain't going to have them. Because when a man lay his eye on you, he know that he know if he going to invest in you. He know if he just going to fuck you. He know if he want to be with you. He know these things. They talk about women. Men know these things at the same time. They know if they just want to sleep with you. Stop allowing a man to settle for less and tell him, no, you got to treat me better than that. You know, the thing is, I don't understand the whole 50-50 living together thing. Is because, listen, I've lived with kings. I got all this. I'm going to pay these bills. That's my job. So, therefore, that's what I know. You know, when somebody come along and trying to shoot shots and give me below half and all that, you give me half, we roommates. Don't question me. Because I don't even look at you as the king that I'm used to. So certain people live life one way, and certain people live life in a different way. I just know that I'm not really with the shits. like y'all with the shits, and I ain't with it. So, ladies, you got to do better. You get what you accept. You know what I'm saying? You right here, you giving him good sex. You giving this man threesomes and everything.
Shit.
Baby, if you ain't requiring him to be responsible,
well, you know, if it's something like that, that's when the term should be. I mean, for the female, the term should be negotiated now. Like you done stepped up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the contract needs to be rewritten. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing all that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, these chicks out here going live and. Man,
you know,
this and
an
that and da-da-da.
You got to recognize when you're an asset. But that's when the whole macking situation comes into play because, you know, a mac, a peep that. Like, you know, you're doing all this for free. Like, nah, let's make a –
But that's all that's known.
Let's put together a business
slow.
Plan.
They'll be stupid as fuck.
What's up?
These women are slow. They don't care about giving their stuff away for free. They just want love. And let me tell you something. Love ain't gonna get you married. Love ain't gonna keep you married. Love will get you married, but it won't keep you married. Love is emotion.
Why
would you want to base anything off an ever changing emotion, sis? No, you men don't want me to tell the truth. You men don't want me to spill the beans, right? But at the end of the day, you can be the fun girl. You can be giving him everything that he wants. Pussy, ass, mouth, whatever. He gonna fuck with you.
All three way.
But guess what? The chick that he love is the chick that ain't even giving it up. Huh? She ain't even gave it up. She making him take her on dates. She making him invest in her. First of all, you shouldn't be fucked up with nobody that's not investing in you. Huh? Like, come on, like, y'all women gotta do better. And y'all talk about these men, like, stop talking about my brothers. Y'all talking about my brothers, but guess what? It's your job to be able to guide men. Man is the God family, but his wife, listen, behind every good man is a great, great goddess. So if you can't be a queen, if you can't lead this man, if you can't, you know what I'm saying, allow him to go out and face the world, you're supposed to give him everything that he needs inside the house so he can go out and face the world like the king that he is. And if you're not doing that, and you nurturing him and you letting his ass sit in the house, you letting his ass negate, slide past his responsibilities. I don't want to use no big words, I'm sorry. You letting him slide past his responsibilities because you out here doing what you're doing, then how is he going to be the king that he's supposed to be, man?
Wow.
Like, y'all missing the whole point because y'all so caught up in this cycle that the white man wants you to be caught up in. He wants you to be lost in this cycle. But we got to break the cycle. How in the hell can you talk about slavery and the things that's so harsh about slavery and yet you still living in slavery? Come on, man. The white folks
should
take the black man away from the family and the kids, the black boy, the black boys away from the families and rape the wives, man. The wife had to see it on her own. But yeah, we still out here living like we in slavery.
And
we ain't made
you the Bible
change
to
what life is.
To a white Jesus. Yo, wake up.
Right.
I feel that. Like, preach.
They put white women above black women, and this is the ideology. The thought process. I try to keep my words small because my crowd.
Never that.
This not saying that anybody is
a white woman,
you know,
could ever never be.
But
ahead of
they always
woman.
Put a white
never.
Woman on a pedestal, right? But look at this point. You put a white woman on a pedestal and told her she was great. But even the white men were sleeping with the black women. Come on.
Of course. They know.
Even
they know
the white
better.
Men were sleeping with the
they
black women.
They know better. There's no way.
Come on, man.
A white woman can't.
Come on, man.
Hold a
she's so
a
great,
woman.
But you sleeping with her? Come on, man. Like this shit goes so deep for me. Like, y'all don't understand that it's all about verbiage. And y'all sitting there saying, he ain't responsible. That's why he not responsible. That's why you got this grown-ass man sitting like he can go around and sleep with whoever and try to get some ass and keep moving. That's why you just a fucking option. That's why you've been an option. That's why you've been passed up, because you ain't made him responsible. You ain't made him responsible, and you're absolutely right. I know you're thinking this right here. You're absolutely right. Listen, if he don't do it for me, then if I don't do it for him, the next woman going to do it. She sure is. But guess what? Let me tell you something about being a motherfucking trophy. If he ain't got you, he gonna slide on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, right? Because they all gonna give him what he wants. But if he really wanted you, he gonna come back. Try it and see. Because you was the one that didn't give in. You was the one that was different. You was the one that made him say, you know what, she ain't even give me that. She ain't, you know, all these. You going to be like the other people?
It's a chess game.
If the sex is good, yeah, he going to hit it a couple times. You doing threesomes? Yeah, he going to go on and hit it. Yeah, he going to keep you around for a fun girl. But why you want somebody? What's the point of being in a situation where somebody not even invested in you? What's the point of being in a situation where somebody can't even bring that to the table? You just in this situation, sis. Getting dick. Getting companionship. That's why these men ain't responsible. And you can't blame my brother because you women allowing it. You got to stop doing what you're doing. You got to open up your thought process. Help my brother get on. Not giving him your income tax and shit. I ain't talking about that.
Let me hustle that. I hear that a lot.
Let me flip that
shit.
Baby, let me flip that little 6,000, and I'm telling you, I'm coming back with 24. Don't, no, sis, no.
Yeah,
well, I'm saying,
yeah,
be there. Like, the, your thing is to talk him through it. Women see things that men don't see. That's why it's men and women. Men come to the table with certain qualities, and women come to the table with certain qualities. And you have to compliment that person's qualities in order for it to really work. So it's not about a young thing. It's not about this. It's not about that. Listen, just because you old and you saying you're not responsible for anything, that don't mean that he ain't kicking them young girls. That's why men love young girls, right? You the bitch that's getting cheated on. The same bitch that's saying he's not responsible, he out there giving his money to somebody else. That's why he ain't got it. I can assure you that. I can assure you that. If you don't make him come to the, listen, first of all, I would rather sleep in my bed alone than to have somebody here that can't contribute. Especially, you know, come on, it's $1,000 a month, bro. You can't give me $1,000 a month? Then what the fuck you breathing for? You're a grown ass man. Now you on social media, you're doing it big, you studying, da da da. Come on. Now this your peoples and y'all got history and some shit happened and he fell on his dick. I get it. I get it. But he shouldn't be on his dick long. Because then what does that say about your hustle? Why you got him in your house for a whole year and he's still on his dick? Bitch, you ain't hustling right. So when you take on the responsibility of a king and say, I'm finna help him get on, you can't stick with that same old average hustle. You got to turn your hustle game up. You got to then say, oh, okay. I can't hustle and make the same money. I got to go get another job to turn around and make sure that he get up. Your man is a reflection of you. Understand that.
That's true.
Understand that. You got to understand what's going on. Man, that shit is all about words, man. Why I don't settle. I was just telling them, motherfuckers didn't even know in a whole relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm on social media. That shit is entertainment for me. I have a fucking worldwide radio show. I'm an author of four books that I self-published. I'm on there for entertainment.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? I ain't on here really giving you the facts of life. When I'm mad, I might say something, you know, out of pocket or something like that. When I'm mad, you know, I might do that. But I catch myself. You know, like I told him, a motherfucker ain't even know that me and my dude was living together. You didn't know that.
That's what's up. And this is real talk. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do it.
Yeah, they don't even know what's going on because I don't even talk like that. So if you feel like I got so much to say on social media, I ain't even really telling you the real shit. I'm just bullshitting. Because that's what I do. That's what I do.
Well, hold on. You told him? What's up?
Huh?
What you say? You say you trolling? You trolling?
Yeah, I just be trolling. I'm full of shit.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
It's best to hear it from me than hear from anybody else. It's like I just be fucking off, dog. I just be fucking off. But yeah, man, these women are crazy. So from a man's standpoint, how would you feel? This on the one situation that I'm talking about, if you was dating a girl, she calling you her boyfriend, you calling her your girlfriend, are you responsible to help her get her bills?
Wow, hold on. So you saying she calling me boyfriend, I'm calling her girlfriend, am I responsible? You know what? Unless we live together, then no, I'm not. I'm going to give you my, I don't know if that's a savage gentleman. That's really me. That's Mo Benz talking. I'm not. You know, unless we live together, then, you know, then yeah. Because we trying to make some moves together. But other than that, I ain't responsible.
Shit.
And that's 100. And that's 100 with me.
So you give it the savage gentleman, but I can't.
Yeah.
We'll never date. If me and you dating. Now, first of all, I got my own bills. But
okay.
here's where the responsible part comes in.
So wait, hold on.
Listen, here's where the, no. I'm gonna explain it to you. Okay, you're a man.
I know
you're
I
a man. You're a leader. You're a king, right? You want
you're
the king. You want a title, but you don't want to act.
Not my wife, though.
You don't want to act on it. They don't matter. Listen, I'm a wife when you find me. If you make me your wife, that's one thing. But I'm still a wife. But check this out.
I got you. What's up?
Check this out.
What's up? I'm checking it.
We dating, and something happened, and I fall short on my bills. That means, are you responsible to help me? You fucking right. If I'm giving
you this good-ass head. Look, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure you get right, though. I'm going to make sure that you shouldn't be falling back on your bills. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm peeping game. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I'm trying to make this my wife, and you falling back on your bills. I'm like, yo, you ain't got your game tight. Why you got bills you can't?
No,
you can't
shit happens. Shit happens with even me. So you can't say that. Shit happens with even me. Shit, I was just off of work for a whole month, damn near. And guess what? I had to stop doing what I was doing.
That's a circumstance. That's a circumstance. So if I'm with you and I know you and I know what you're going through, then that's different. But what I'm saying is, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know.
That's
you're going too verbal in it. You know, a lot of these dudes be getting played. You know what I'm saying? They spend on this girl. She's out here spending on this guy or keeping with her girls or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta be careful. You know what I'm saying? Don't get played. I'm just saying.
If I'm talking in a literal sense,
or something like that, or some stuff, or you know, somebody want to ask me for some advice on certain situations. That's what I'm gonna tell them. You know what I'm saying? From a male to male perspective. Don't get played. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these females, yeah, of course, you want to help them out. But look, why are you? But get to the bottom of it. Why are you behind on your bills? You know what I'm saying? Especially. You know what I'm saying? I'm just peeping it. Like,
but that's the literal sense.
See, we together. What's up?
Something happened. Something happened. We not saying what. Something happened. She fell behind on the bill. The bottom line is, as your boyfriend, he is responsible. You ain't asking him every month.
What I'm just trying to say is, I might help her out this time, and I'm gonna give her some game. I'm like, look, boom, I got your back this time. But there's some game points, so you don't fall back again. Now, if she fall back again, and she comes to me, I'm like, yo, hold up. There's a problem here. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we gotta both boss up at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, it's all mathematics. It's not that complicated to not live above your means. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm saying, oh, you got money to do this, but you ain't got money to do this, well, this is...
I test
something
people.
Needs to be taken care of.
I test people. That's how. Because how you know if a person really got your back unless you test them? Let me tell you something. Here's my thing.
Mm.
Okay, I've dated kingpin.
Okay.
I'm the kingpin.
So that, all
right. And here's the one thing that was here's the one thing that was certain. Niggas took care of all these people. They said, I got your back, cuz. Anything you need, cuz. I'm with you. I'm
a kingpin, though, right? You saying we talk about a kingpin,
period.
Right?
Man with money.
Okay,
person
you.
With money.
Okay.
Listen to the analogy, though.
All right.
Got you, whatever you got. And they taking care of all these people. Then when they get jammed, ain't nobody got their back. The valuable lesson that I learned from that is that you have to make sure that a motherfucker got your back. I'm not dealing with anybody that I don't know they got my back. So, yeah, I'm going to test you. Yeah, I'm going to say I need this because I need to see if you got my back. That's your responsibility. That's your responsibility to make sure you got my back. It is. Bottom line. If you my man, and I'm giving you my time, my attention. I'm not sleeping with nobody else. I'm just sleeping with you. It's just me and you. That's your
response. Yeah, I mean, of course, but I just want to make sure that we not that she not making the same mistakes more than once. You see what I'm saying?
Man,
like,
of course. I get all that, but that's not the point. Remember, I said it's verbiage.
I just get to the point that you're living above your means. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just trying to say is this. Like, I'm going to help you out. If I'm your boyfriend, we are serious and we're moving towards an engagement, or we exclusive and
all that. All that don't
material.
Even matter. Listen. People trying to put it, it's all about verbiage. You still want to teach the right shit. You want, if we doing this, if we, that's how men think. If this, if we're fulfilled.
So tell me,
you understand?
Wait,
because that's how men think. They always want to put, oh, if this is happening or that is happening or whatever the case may be. None of that has to happen. Because guess what? Who's to say, even if you was engaged, who is to say, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be on point? You know what I'm saying? Like, who's to say? You can lose your job when you get married. And then you ain't did nothing for this woman, and yet she got to stand in the paint for you. Stop putting time restraints on anybody, bruh. Stop putting time restraints on situations. Time waits on no man, but man is always waiting on time. Do you understand it? That's my number one fucking quote. Time waits on no man, but man always waits on time. We always saying if this is that. It's none of that. It's all about verbiage. Period, point blank.
Verbiage.
If that is your man and
you need help with
your bills, he needs to give you help, period. Let me give you an analogy, because anybody could have been in my situation. When I was preparing to go out on maternity leave, right, I'm self-employed.
Okay.
I have two businesses that I run on my own. So when I don't bring money in, if money's not coming in, God damn it, it's SOL. So I got to a point that money wasn't coming in. Generally, somebody else would have folded. Money ain't coming in. You ain't made money in a whole month. But yet, I had money set aside for all of the shit that I had to do. I hustled my ass off to make sure that I was in position. But guess what? Everybody ain't me. Everybody not the same hustle as I am.
They need to be you, though.
So the situation come up. But it ain't though. You can't. I can't compare nobody else to me. You can't compare another man to you.
What I'm saying, no, that's smart. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is this: you knew the situation, of course. Self-made. You know what I'm saying? You make your own thing. You got your businesses. But at the end of the day, you kind of like you had that foresight, like okay, just in case shit get a little tight or a little.
But
rough,
I also
got
a degree in business administration.
But
I've been out here hustling. Sit for a very long time. And I'm a business owner. So I know that I got to make shit happen if it don't happen. I know these things. Everybody not equipped that way. So what I'm saying for the ladies out here, because I got to speak in layman's terms. I got to talk for the ladies that's not in the position that I'm in. I got to talk for the ladies that's not doing the shit that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Even though I had money set aside, bro, I was still stressed, like, fuck, I'm spending money. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, come on. Like, if you a real hustler, you understand how it goes. It's his. If I had a man sitting here,
you're a hustler,
it's his responsibility
you know
to take up
the slack. Wait, hold on. You just said the main word. If you're a hustler, you know how it goes. That's point blank, period. All right, go ahead. I just want people to get that. If you're a hustler, you know how it goes.
If I had a boyfriend,
female or male,
it's his responsibility to figure it out.
Like, it's male hustlers or female hustlers. If you're a hustler, you know how it goes. But go ahead.
Period. It's his responsibility. Now, if this is your boyfriend and he in a fucked up situation, it is your duty to have his back too. It's your duty.
There we go.
Now, the thing is that you don't have his back and let him sit down for 6 months, because it don't take all day to do nothing. 2 months max, he should be on his feet if he a real hustler. 2 months max, he should be back in position. Guess what? If you can't go out here and get a job, they got day labels, they got Uber, they got Lyft, they got all kind of shit. You're never above anything. You're never above anything. You got to be able to go out here and get it. So for the man that's above going out to go get this money on a daily basis, that's the man I don't need to be with, because I ain't above it. I'm going to get it by any means. I've proven that. But I've just changed the means that I get it by. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like that's your responsibility. You my mate. It ain't being got to be married. Why am I marrying somebody that? Why am I gonna marry somebody that hasn't proven to me that they got my back when I'm fucked up? That they don't know their role. They don't know their responsibility. Why would I marry somebody like that?
I believe you. That's why you young man.
I got too much to lose, personally. Personally, I got way too much to lose. I keep hearing these stories about how these women, you know, they got these boyfriends and they sit at home and these women take care of all these bills and they marry him. Then they go get a divorce and the women got to pay them. Look at Mary J. Blige. Somebody was just telling me a story yesterday about a woman who had all this money, had everything in her name. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. You got to be smart.
So when you're talking to people that ain't got shit to lose,
they don't know about business. Marriage is a business. Fuck, I'm finna marry you for, and you ain't coming to the table with nothing.
True. I get it. But, you know, at the same time, when we had the women's equal rights, you know, women's, you know, just equal rights, you know, women's right to make the same amount of money.
I ain't vote for that shit. I ain't vote for it. I don't give a fuck what they got. I'm not equal to a man.
Ms. Lovely Black, I feel that, but I'm just saying those are the terms and the conditions of the society that we live in the United States. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately.
I mean, going.
For good or for worse.
I ain't going.
Women want equal pay, so I'm saying.
I grew up in a household where a man was a provider. That's all I know.
I get that. I feel you on that. But I'm saying if you're a woman like Mary J. Blige, who's a successful woman, you know what I'm saying? She has a very successful music career, even though I don't really rock with her new stuff. But old Mary J. was dope. What I'm just trying to say is she's been successful, though. They can't take that away from her. She's just got a name for herself. She's an established artist. And
no.
She married this guy, and there's no prenup or whatever the case may be, and it doesn't work out. He got used to having a way of life. That's just how it is. It's going to go the same way that they will go for a male, for a female. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. So I'm sure she'll learn this lesson. You know, she, you know, her next relationship, if she takes it to that man's level, she'll make sure she have a prenup, or she'll make sure she, you know, marry a guy that's on her same status level. I mean, that's just how I go.
You saying a mouthful right now. You saying it all right now. Ladies, you got to marry somebody on your status. Ladies, you cannot be settling for these men that's below your status.
True. So, Mary J., learn from that. She's look, boom.
Lady, you got to understand. That's the moral of the story. Because if you marry a man, and even with a simple-ass job as a nurse, you can be paying him alimony. Even with something as simple as you being a nurse, you can be stuck paying him alimony. So if this man is on your level, he ain't crying about his bills and having to help you out, because he going to have it. He's going to know that he got to look out. I've never dated a real man that did not understand he had to look out. I never dated it. So that's the part that be like me wanting to educate these women on how to help these brothers become real men. Because I've never dated a real man that had a problem. He said, man, you know, here you go. Just because. He should actually be giving you money, putting money in your pocket just because. You know what, baby? I know that you like to get your nails done. I know that you like to get your hair done. You know, here you go. Because guess what? He like to see you looking good.
What's up? Because he like to see you looking nice, right? That's why she
do it. That's right.
No,
she do it because she want to look nice. But he like, look, you know, my baby keep her nails done. My baby keep her hair done. Here you go. Here go some money.
Mm-hmm.
Your spa date on me.
Okay, yeah. You know, so often I say
for every little holiday, And the just because days, that joker stayed giving me a spa certificate, cause he know I love going to the spa.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying, that's a relationship. Y'all both want to do things to make each other happy. You know what I'm saying? So I rock with that. It just can't be one sided. That's all I'm trying to say. It just can't be one sided. Don't get played either way. You know what I'm saying? It's no male, female. Just don't get played either way. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's just solid and y'all working towards a common goal. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's what it boils down to at the end of the day.
So,
you know? So
the bottom line is a man, it is a man's responsibility to help. You, my man, we messing around. I'm loyal to you. Fucking right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to show, you know what I'm saying, if you could be there for somebody when they really need it and they down, then I think that's just human nature. You're going to be like, okay, you know, that person wants points with me. Like, I see, like, when I was really going through it, this was the person that was there for me to help me out. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, then yeah, you know what I'm saying? If she just don't be, you know what I'm saying, taking advantage and, you know what I'm saying, playing you out, you know what I'm saying, then it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But that's the intuition, you know what I'm saying, that you should have. But like I said, at the end of the day,
yeah,
I mean,
you know what?
So like I
hear,
down on your luck,
I've heard some men say,
what's up?
I heard some men be like, with the lamest line ever, oh, I would, but, you know, the last situation that I was in, don't compare me to the last bitch, because I can assure you she ain't me. And when I hear that, that automatically turns me off. I'm done. You sitting here talking about what you was in. I ain't compare you to the last dude I was in. I gave you a whole chance. You don't know, I probably won't even give the last dude that I was with a chance, but you coming at me with this lame line. You're not equivalent to the man. You don't equal out to be the man that I need you to be. And there's nothing wrong with saying, nah, he ain't it. It's nothing wrong with that. Because if women get on the same page, men will have no choice but to tighten up. They out here messing with these boys on the down low. These little boys ain't handling it. They ain't having it. These little boys is holding that shit over their head. Talking about, oh, I'm telling your girl. If you don't get my nails done, I'm telling your girl, if you don't give me $200, come on now. So as a woman, you sit here allowing him to not be responsible, but the side chick, he responsible. He hanging out with the side chick. You at home in the bed. He done stayed home, make sure he's out in the bed, and he done left out to go hang with the fellas or go hustle or whatever it is that he want to do. But guess what? When he go pick up that side chick, he done went and bought her a bottle of Hennessy. He finna pay her way in the club. He done got her a little $25 outfit to go to the club. He done got her a little hair done for $50. He done did all of these things for the side chick because she want to look too good. She want to look stupid. Or EMJ, whatever. She want to look good, and he know that. A man will do what you require him to do.
That's true.
So
that's from a female's perspective, though. That's what's up, man. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? I love hearing it from the other side. You know what I'm saying? That's why we vibe on this.
I can't wait till we go live and start recording this shit so y'all can really see my face and half this shit. Like, bitch, it's all crazy. It's y'all crazy. Start holding these men accountable. Deadbeat men, they gonna be against my message 100%. Deadbeat men, look, I don't know if y'all know Derrick Jackson.
Yeah,
because he ain't got it. So I'm giving them game, and I'm putting them up on game. And he ain't going to be able to get the same shit that he was getting before. Or what if she wising up and start making him step up to the paint? Then, yeah, he mad at me. Like Derrick Jackson, J-A-X-N. He's always putting women up on game. He's always telling women, you know, how to be. And a lot of men hate him for that. A lot of men be
who's
like,
that?
Oh, fuck this man and X, Y, Z. That's what
this
he
is,
do. He
that?
Is a
is
woman he? Motivator. He speaks to the woman from the male perspective. And men
like
don't
Harvey
like that.
Did. Steve Harvey.
Right.
Did too, right.
Right.
Okay,
men don't like
doing?
That. Men it's don't like when you enlightening cool. women. I didn't get here overnight. I got here through trial and error. You know, I got here, I jumped off the porch early. I done did some of the most awesome things in America. Everything that a woman could possibly think of, I done did it. And you could be like, I'm his porn star in the bedroom, but but I'm actually, you know, I've had my credits of doing porn. You know, I'm his rider, but actually I'm actually that rider. You know what I'm saying? Like my name is attached to some very powerful people. You know what I'm saying? My name is, you know, been in, you know, listen, let me tell you something. Okay. I ain't gonna tell you what I don't know. And it's been trial and error, and I learned from the situations that I've been in. And the one thing about it is that you don't want to assume somebody has your back. Never assume. Like, that's the one thing your man tell you, right? Stop assuming shit. Why are you assuming that I'm going to the club to fuck with somebody? Why are you assuming that it was some bitches there? They tell you not to assume. So in this situation, it applies to stop assuming that he's going to have your back at a certain time. That's his job, baby. That's his role, to be a provider, to be a protector, to be a leader. How you gonna have a leader and he can't even lead you? You so independent. I got my own everything. Ladies, we got to stop saying that shit. I tell that shit to another bitch. But you know what? I had to learn to stop saying that to a man. Because if you got your own everything, then what the hell you need him for? A man is gravitated to the woman that needs him. You can't keep running with this same logic that, you know, I got everything. I used to be that person. I slowed down. I ain't got it. Yeah, I got these businesses. Yeah, I got this money. But guess what? It all goes back into the cycle. So I still need your help. And all along, I'm still that same cool ass chick. It can't not one man that I have been in a relationship with tell you that I didn't cook for him, that I didn't make sure I made his plate every time I cooked. I don't give a fuck how long I had to cook it. I'm cleaning the kitchen up. I'm washing the dishes. I'm washing his clothes. I'm coming to his house cleaning up. He came to my house and it was clean. I went to his house and it wasn't. I cleaned his house up. Still cooked dinner for him. Still kept his balls empty. Still was his porn star in the bedroom. Still was his financial advisor outside of the bedroom. I was all of that.
He's stepping up, though.
So when you know your value, when you know your value and what you bring to the table, you're not accepting all of that. When I know that the man that comes along, whether it be my ex, whether it be some new man, he's going to be what I want him to be because I'm going to be everything that he need me to be. I assure you. The sex thing turns me off because I know, like I hear men, I'm above average in the bedroom. You know how many times I done heard that? I'm above average in the bedroom. I do this in the bedroom. Listen, I'm very confident in my sex game. So I ain't worried about that. But what else do you have going on? Where's your goal? How long you been on your job? What's your car payments looking like? Like what's your credit looking like? That's the things that intrigue me.
You're like you want him to run down his resume. That's what I'm talking about. It's real talk. I mean, this is it, fellas. Like they said on the slide, but this is it. This is uncut. This is raw.
A lot of men tell me. I done heard so many times, you're too good to be true. A lot of these women claim to be what you are, but they not. Listen, they ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't running game on you. Don't run game on me. So if I tell you I'm ready, I'm ready. Don't come wasting my fucking time. So I done got tired of all the extra shit. I took sex out of the equation. I ain't saying that I'm waiting to get married for sex. I'm just saying I'm waiting on the right person. I'm waiting on the man to come and show me that he's ready to do what he need to do. I'm ready for the man to invest the time, to invest the energy in me. Don't come at me looking for sex. We ain't went out. You know what I'm saying? We ain't been on no dates. You ain't spent no money, but yeah, you talking to me about sex. No, bro, I need you to run the check to make sure that you're going to invest in me. Marriage is a business. So how are you going to start a business with no investments? Come on. You said that yourself. How you going to start a business with no investments, buddy?
That's the truth.
Okay. He said that's the truth. He mumbled it, but he said it. So understand that. You got to make him invest. Like, y'all gotta treat yourself better than what you doing. Because he ain't going to know. I didn't know that.
Hold on. At the end of the day, though, you got to make sure you're getting a return on your investment. You can't just be investing.
But listen, you're supposed to get all of that. And as a man,
saying,
if she ain't doing all the things that I just said, that's your job to lead her, because the man has the power. The man has the power to do what he needs to do. The man has the power to lead, right? He's supposed to be a leader. If your bitch don't know how to clean up, teach her how to clean up.
Okay, what I'm just trying to say is that
if she don't know how to cook your dinner, she don't know that she's supposed to make your plate.
Okay, that's getting return on your investment. But I'm saying if she's not doing that, don't get played. Don't get played. So you feel me on that then, right?
But most of y'all, most of fellas don't care for that. They deal with women with dirty houses and all this shit. Like, they don't care. They just put up with it because they feel like they hit it, and then you want to charge the boss bitch with what you set up for a bum bitch for. This bitch don't go to work no goddamn well. You sit home and your house dirty. That's you if you settle for that shit. I ain't settling. That's the whole point of the conversation. Stop settling.
Okay, but you could be getting money from some dude that's not solid. You could get some dude, some that's like he not solid. You know, he might be a kingpin, but you know, if you're a kingpin, you already know you trying to build a pyramid on a not solid foundation. You know what I'm saying? That's not gonna last. That's fast money. You know what I'm saying? So he gonna get killed or he gonna go to jail. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just trying to say is, at the same time, you want to make sure that if you're getting this, you know what I'm saying, that y'all both solid. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both building stuff on a solid foundation that's gonna last. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can leave your legacy. You know what I'm saying? So it gets complicated. You know what I'm saying? All I'm just trying to say is if you boyfriend and girlfriend and y'all dealing with each other, just make sure it's solid on both ends, because you can get played from both angles. A guy could be playing you.
You
can, so
you really
sure.
can, but at the end of the day, ladies, boss up. Boss up. Let me end this with this.
What's up?
Ladies, if you own your shit, it's his responsibility. You can't look at him and expect him to be responsible for something you ain't on your job. Ladies, handle your business. It's your job to make sure the coochie right. It's your job to make sure that the house is clean. It's your job to make sure his clothes is washed. It's your job to make sure his food in the refrigerator. It's your job to make sure that his drawers is empty. It's your job to motherfucking make his plates. It's your job to cater to him. But if he ain't doing his job, bitch, it's not your job. If he ain't contributing to the bills like he's supposed to, it's not your job. If he don't have your back, it's not your job. Marriage is a business. The ultimate goal is a business. You can't start a business without an investment. Understand that. Mm. If he ain't invested in you, but you're going to allow him to go into a business with you, how the fuck does that happen? Because you don't even know his intentions. You don't even know what's going on. People don't start businesses off of what somebody say. People start businesses off of what they see. That's why you need a business plan. You need an investment. Understand what it is that you're dealing with. Understand what you're saying before you enter into this. And then you will have a more solid foundation, because you going through it with that man because he cheating on you. You sitting around here mad at the other chicks talking about they trying to break up your home. But in actuality, you don't even know what he's telling them. Understand that. A man with baby mamas, honey, ladies, you can't come between him and his baby mamas. No matter what he's telling you, she got 18 years there. You temporary. Understand it. Even if you're married, you got 18 years with her. Y'all got 18 years with her. Stop the bullshit. Settle down. Do a threesome. Whatever. But at the end of the day, like we both have to play roles that make each other's lives better. So, yes, the man is responsible, but in all fairness to what Mo is saying, women, you are responsible to hold him down in the manner that he's supposed to be held down, even as your boyfriend. You still got to make sure you cook for him. You still got to keep a smile on his face. You still got to make sure that his life is right. So it's an equal and joint venture. But, yes, fellas, you are responsible as a boyfriend in a relationship to help her with her bills. You got to figure it out. And that's why I say to you men, if you don't have money, if you fucked up, if your money funny, if you between jobs, you shouldn't be trying to date. You need to try to get your life together, because we have minimized, we have allowed the government to minimize how we look at our brother and the role that we allow our brothers to play. And we should not do that. We got to step up and stand up and say, you know what, yeah, they playing back women more, but guess what, baby, let's start a business. So since they paying me more money, let me pay the bills, and then give me 2 months, I'm going to have the money set aside so we can start you a business. And then still win. Come on. That's why monogamy is pushed so hard in the government, because guess what? They can't deal with a black man with multiple wives. That's too many black people gaming on the system. That's too many black people that are very wise that are trying to conquer a situation. But that may be too much for y'all. So I'm going to back down on that subject. But I'm just saying, understand what is being put in front of you. And just because it's there, just because, you know, they say it's supposed to be that way, don't mean that you have to make it be that way. Because I'm trying to figure out how is it that I'm in relationships and they're going just how I'm telling you that they should go. But y'all can't get a relationship going that way because it's what you settle for. Ladies, stop settling. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. PHENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I'm on Facebook, so all my fans that are on Facebook, just like the posts that go out from the show. Thank you for your support to everybody. We will be going live soon. I am working on some things, and I promise we'll be going live soon. I really can't wait. We will be streaming on Facebook and Twitter the entire 90-minute show. So I just can't wait for that. If you are up-and-coming artists and you want to be interviewed on the show and have your music played, we do have interview slots available. Contact myself or Mo Benz in the inbox or email me at inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. Inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. If you can't spell inquiries, then you shouldn't be emailing me. And yeah, we'll get you the information in reference to the interview slot that we do have available. So I thank you again to everybody that's tuning in to the show all across the world. And Mo Benz, I'm going to let you take it out the last 2 minutes.
True. So definitely talk to me. I talk back. You know what I'm saying? Definitely holler at me on Instagram. It's MOBINNS. Just always keep it respectful. You want to get it popping? You want to debate some? You know what I'm saying? Holler at me on Twitter. Same thing, MOBINNS. If you do have some inquiries about getting on the show, get at my Gmail. My email is MOBINNS@gmail.com. So everything is Mo Benz across the board. And, you know, last quick thing, just in closing, happy birthday to the lovely Miss Imani Rose. And that's it.
I want to hear what you guys have to say. I've gotten some comments in reference to this subject. But next week we're going to come at y'all with something juicy. We got to think of something juicy. We want to talk about some juice. We want to talk about the in-depth of the relationship. What y'all doing in that bedroom? Is y'all holding him down or what? We're going to talk about all that good stuff next week. Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mo Benz, I miss you. Welcome back.
I'm back. Straight out of Cleveland Heights, y'all.
See you guys.
That's what's up.
Next Sunday, 9 p.m.
Peace. Everybody be safe. All right. Keep it sexy. Peace.